Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I bet.
Yo, it's your boy J Bobby, the Don Dada. You feel me?
Boy Van Red, you know what I mean? SSID, you know what I mean?
Ty Johnson, Hillboy Zone, holla at your boy.
It's your boy Rios, man. Cold chilling on the scene and all that, you know what I'm saying?
And we're still quarantined. Niggas is still locked down.
Quarantine, still boys.
Quarantine.
Exactly.
Calcium.
Oh, man. let's talk about
wait,
the calcium,
wait, man. Wait, hold on. Y'all niggas see Insecure?
Oh, sign. That show was a fire.
Todd, do you watch that type of thing?
I do. I just missed it. I was working on some music.
All right, so let's get into the bullshit. Tory Lanez.
Shout out to Kelsey Monroe, man.
Shout out to Kelsey Monroe, man. Like he said, bro, a whole lot of lotion. You know what I'm saying? one of the greatest, bro.
She had a run, bro. She had a run. Like,
if I were to compare it to an NBA player, it would have to be like Brandon Roy, son. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like either Brandon Roy or like prime D Rose, man. Like,
ooh, I like the D Rose. I like D Rose.
She definitely won the MVP. Like, yeah, it was just her. Like, at a point, it was just her and Rose Monroe at one point. That was just like holding it down.
Like, she might, because like the thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? She got pregnant by the whole fucking a fan thing, which is like, A porn star who gets pregnant, it's like a torn ACL. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
You don't know how they're gonna come back from that.
It could ruin a career.
You could be D-Rose.
It could ruin a career, or right, it could make you better.
All right, so give people context of what you're talking about and who you're talking about.
We're talking to Kelsey Monroe. She was on Quarantine Radio. She is the calcium queen. You know what I'm saying? She was on that thing. You know what I'm saying? Doing splits and shit. How she was normally. Oh, man, it was phenomenal. It was work of art. It made me, it brought me back to the era, bro. She's a 720p era queen. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. She's in that era. She's not the 480p era, but she's a little bit.
She bridged the gap between that and now.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You're not 4K.
Like, yeah. No, she does have 4K work. Nah, she a 1080. She a 1080 legend too. Yeah, but she's
like, no 4K,
but she's like a 1080p, 720p legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, she one of those. So, but she was on there. She was on there. You know what I'm saying? Doing God's work. You feel me? I was
strawberry hyped. Milk.
Yeah, because I follow her on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask why. I just do. Right,
nigga. So we know why.
Because
like you know how it goes. Like, it goes like it talks about how they go live with each other, right? So I said, oh, I got to learn. I said, oh snap, bro. I was in my bed, bro. I just went real quick. I was like, oh man,
nigga was like, the office, man. It's happening.
Yeah,
she was in that
backyard, like that typical Bang Bro scene backyard. When
she do got a Bang Bro's backyard, that's funny.
She does, bro. Like,
she does.
She was shaking her ass right behind the pool, and you see like that little beach chair, you know, that one beach chair that they be using.
Got to, I feel like they recycle that beach chair, like they just pass it.
Yeah, like. That's what you know what I'm saying? She was just doing what she was doing the best. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So then what conference do you think Rios would be in? The SEC or the fucking Big 12? Because this nigga loves white women.
Oh, he's definitely in the SEC, bro. He got a four-star to Alabama, wired out.
Bro,
Rios is one of those niggas on TikTok talking about he likes white queens and shit.
Oh, like that nigga is niggas is nuts, man.
Yeah, like see, yeah, like
yo, the TikTok, fuck our TikTok. The TikTok fucking meteor has hit the timeline.
Niggas finally, niggas, adult people finally realize what TikTok is and like, oh, nah, they're getting niggas out of here.
Bro, I've been to that because I said that shit was problematic from like before. I said if people on Twitter found that shit, it's gonna get hectic.
You called it. Now, you called it, bro.
Now we in the crib, so people are just on that shit, just looking at that shit. And I bet people can't believe the type of shit that's on there, bro. Because like, you know what's crazy to me about like TikTok? It's like, it's not like Twitter. So like, those same type of comments you get, but you won't look at them because you don't care. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, you're just trying to get your video off, honestly.
Yeah, because like on like Twitter, it's like, it's a forum. So it's like, you got to look
everybody
at it.
Everybody sees it.
Nigga, on that shit, that's only on the comments, bro. So like, all that shit is like hitting the timeline now. But I said the thing is though, is that the reason why it's problematic and you can't really get rid of it is because it's kids. You can't get kids out the paint.
Nah, so you can't cancel like, kids, bro.
You can't.
Yeah, it's like the records get sealed at like when they turn 18.
Yeah, like, it's like, yo, that's when you can start going to real jail, like 20 jail and shit like that. Like,
that us.
Nah, my son was wilding with the white women, John. He got all other races out of here and was like, what are you talking about? The one nigga, he basically made one of those videos where he's like crossing out different like ethnicities of women. And then it lands and he's like, white women. Like, which one did he date?
I'm dead.
Niggas is wild, man.
I think I've seen that before and I didn't think anything of it because I know it was TikTok. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Fucking idiots. And all the memes where it's like, I saw one where a white girl was in a passenger seat and she was like, the song was like, you think I give a fuck or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, when your parents hate black guys, and then a black guy came and choked her and then started kissing her.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Like, nigga, what the fuck? Bro, she was intense.
And nigga, Umar would be livid if he found out about this. When he finds out from Facebook.
Nigga, you see that video I tweeted today of Umar? Umar?
Which one, Woody?
We know the what's the one? Thank you, Sister Avanti one, right?
Yeah.
All right, there's another one where the nigga like sends him $20 but cancels it. Nigga says that he's like, thank you, Brother Jerome, for sending $20. He's like, wait, hold on, you canceled that $20? You canceled? You must be dating white women. But he's like, but I still love you, my brother. But back to it. I was like, yo, this nigga is crazy, son.
The best video of him is good cooking.
did y'all see
in a different bag, man.
Nah, did y'all see the coon chip one?
Nah, which one's that?
Bro, it's so many now. Like, it's getting out of hand, bro.
He's just flooding us every day.
Bro, but did you see the one he was like, for good?
Oh, yeah. That might be a top five.
First, he was talking about uplifting children, then somehow turned into popping them. You know, it's just crazy to me.
He goes, I can't save some of y'all. Some of y'all need to be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He was like, some of y'all gonna have to take you to the back end, you know. It's like, you gonna have to take, y'all don't wanna hear that though. Like, let y'all kids, some of y'all kids ain't gonna make it. Some of y'all gonna have to let y'all kids go.
This nigga is crazy.
I'm like, damn, this nigga's talking about murdering your children.
Bro, I just watched a fucking 20-minute comp of Umar shit on YouTube, bro. That's how much material he's giving up.
Comp. That's crazy.
I'm gonna send that link. I'm gonna send that, bro. This shit is crazy.
Oh man.
Come on, man.
The last one, I'll say this before we get off this shit. It's like, all right, so the one where he was like, if I was running the NFL, I'll shut it down right now. He was like, because the only people benefiting, because I thought he was going to say, like, white owners or white people. Right. And the nigga went like, no, the only people benefiting is ugly-ass white women. I'm like,
said that? This nigga Umar, man.
I'm like, all right, now this nigga going left, bro. Because, like, I get it. But it was just like, yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, owners and shit like that.
No. White women don't even play the NFL. Like, damn.
Like, I get what you're saying, bro. But, like, damn, bro. Like, this nigga is funny, though.
Nah, man. Umar, he's the one. Man.
Bro, I think he took over Stephen A. Smith, man. I think he took it over, bro.
100%.
But I don't like the whole Twitter got to chill out with that shit. Twitter stole your swag, bro, because they did the whole without context Dr. Umar shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, but like, shit like that, I mean, it worked though. So, you can't really, niggas steal shit, bro.
It works, but you know what I'm saying?
Like Van always say, the game is the game.
It's the game, man. That's part of the Twitter game.
It's a fact.
Yo, J-Lo and Diddy, man. J-Lo got a leak.
J-Lo, yo. I taught you that. She was like, I taught you that. I know I taught you that.
Boy.
Yeah.
Shout out to A-Rod, though, in the back.
He's a nigga.
Not
giving a fuck
about it. Nah, actually nah. He was not, because I mean, Dominican niggas are cucks. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So like,
fighting them boys.
So like,
hey, a Puerto Rican nigga said that, not us. We're all black.
So like, you know, man, most of them, yo, bro, like, most of them are like that, bro. Like, they just like, whatever.
Hey, A-Rod just bought. He just bought a beer company. I'm sure he's not tripping, man.
No, he's not tripping.
A-Rod don't give a fuck. I was thinking about that shit too. I was like, nigga, I'm A-Rod, nigga.
Yeah. The thing is, A-Rod probably already got a relationship with Diddy outside of J-Lo anyway. Like playing in New York and shit. You know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, for he was going up to a Biggie song at one point. So it's like he actually does fuck with it. Bad Boy and shit like that. So it's cool.
I guess a Puerto Rican pussy elite.
It would have to be, bro. Cause yo, imagine doing that though. Like you with your girl, whatever, and her ex nigga got on live, and y'all and they dancing together. You just sit there.
Yeah, but think about it, from like 20 years ago, like
yeah, true. It's like 20. Like who cares? Like that point. Like,
gives a fuck when
she don't have kids after and shit.
Yeah, like they all have kids. To me, if it was like Mark Anthony, then that's a bigger deal. But then they're still cool too. I feel like
but she did that shit with Mark Anthony though too. Cause remember when he like kissed her in the mouth?
Yeah.
He already had his girlfriend. He was like, I kiss everybody in the mouth.
Wait, he kissed J-Lo in the mouth?
Yeah.
When he had a girlfriend?
Yeah. This is after like they broke up. His girlfriend was hot. I kiss everybody.
But they have a kid though.
So they got two kids. They got twins. Yeah.
They got two kids. So it's like,
if I have a kid with you, I should be able to kiss you in the mouth whenever.
Exactly. Wow. Honestly,
this is why you see the Kelce Monroe, bro.
I've done worse.
I hate you, Jamaican women. This is why I don't deal with. I mean, Jamaican niggas. This is why I don't deal with women with.
Their ideology is just crazy. Like
with kids, because like what? Like, stay with that nigga, man. Leave me alone.
Nah, she kissed that nigga in the mouth.
I was trying to talk to this one girl one time, right? And then but she had a kid, so I wasn't trying to do it. So one day I was watching her like IG story, and the nigga got on her baby father. He was like, "Yo, y'all niggas got one more time to send a hard eyes, or I'm gonna spin the block."
Like, oh yeah, what? See, I feel like I know what you talk about. Yeah,
and I was just like, "Yo, this is ridiculous. See, this is why I don't do this."
Making women be so shocked when they date like American niggas. They be like, "Oh damn, this nigga's different, bro. You just be treating them regular because they so used to dealing with Jamaican niggas, man."
Yeah, come on, man.
It'd be different.
Hey, man. Did you make it spend an hour? Yeah.
Nah, I feel like Jamaican niggas and Puerto Rican niggas are kind of the same, bro.
Yeah, two of the same.
Nah, West Indian niggas are fucking terrorists. Jamaican niggas are the biggest terrorists, though, because every chick that you meet that's half something, she's always half Jamaican.
Yeah, the niggas be having three families.
They be fine as hell, right? And they be fine as hell, right?
Yeah, her and her 20 siblings.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Seven different moms.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Jamaicans be having the extendo family, bro. That shit is crazy.
Dead ass. It'd be like just everybody just live on the same block, just up the street.
Exactly. That's the only difference, man.
Right, speaking of Diddy and J-Lo, your boy Diddy, you think he's fat phobic?
I'm dead.
That shit was cap. It wasn't fat phobic. Cause listen, I'm gonna tell you this. I actually did like heard the part in the song when like what's his name?
Black youngster.
He was wild and I heard it. I'm like, oh shit. And then Diddy was like, chill. And he was talking about the song because he changed the song. And I don't know what happened after that, but he wasn't really stopping Lizzo with Turkin. He was just more so talking about the song. And then Twitter turned it into, you know, Twitter did the Twitter thing.
Mm-hmm. He was like raising money for like workers and shit like that, right?
Yeah. Team love.
Oh, okay. Niggas was mad because Dre was able to twerk. And I'm like, well, that was a little bit of later hours. And
Dre gets a free pass, man. All access.
But like Dre wasn't even doing nothing crazy.
But also, she was just standing there twerking. She wasn't like bent over like.
Yeah, like. You just saw that. Like Dre was like a little, you know, it was like a little subtle joint. You feel me?
Plus, Lizzo got her point back on Quarantine Radio. She got to do get her issue off, you know.
Yeah,
she got her issue off. Shout out to Tori.
Yeah. Niggas were requesting her like Goldberg, nigga, like Stone Cold on quarantine radio.
Lance Stevenson is a wild nigga for that, bro. And he's like,
what he say?
Bro, when Lizzo was on, he's like, he just put the mad heart out, like he just put the eyes emoji, like he just put mad eye emoji under that shit. I'm like,
yo.
Oh my god,
yo, Lance Stevenson is sick.
Shout out to the man's,
bro. Shout out to
Lance, that's a Brooklyn nigga for real.
I mean, yeah, we not gonna say what happened to his first shorty. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what happened to his first shorty.
Gotta relax.
Yeah, that's just different.
Nobody knows.
And we can't talk. We can't talk about the Tiana story either.
Yeah, because
she was like a nigga from the Pacers.
Allegedly.
No, what? I mean, I want to be so, no, because you know, it is like in the picture is
what are you talking about?
So apparently, Tiana, when she got into the game, she was like 17 type shit and like doing porn because she was
still in high school. Shit, yeah,
yeah. She said a nigga.
Oh, I remember hearing about this. Yeah,
yeah. She said a nigga from the Pacers brought us to the game, but they were trying to speculate, and then like we low key found some evidence that it was a lines.
Yeah,
it was allegedly
it was a Lincoln graduate.
Yeah, it was a graduate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, she had like N1s or some crazy
on
shit
her
like
head,
that.
Bro. On her head, bro.
And we was like, oh, we know who this is.
N1s.
Yeah,
because he used to wear like the tie, like the remember the, you know, the Vince Carter N1s, like the Tai Chi joints, like they're like half and half. So like, she has those on her head, and then she has on the jersey with his number on it. But then it's just like.
Yeah. Yo, I can't wait to Tiana get it like on that 360 deal she in. We need that content, bro.
Bro, she's in that bro.
They got her publishing. She got a Meg deal.
Yo, you know the crazy thing about the Tiana Trump shit? She did a blacked, but she's black.
That's black. It's black.
Yeah, the most mind-boggling shit to me to this day.
That's because they got her in that deal. They putting her on all sites, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, we getting our money's worth.
Bro, so yo,
I think they own her for like another year and a half or some shit.
Yeah, because
like
bro, jeez. Cause that black season's on honestly like 2 years. It's like 2 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? She in a 3 year $30 million deal. She got an option for the third. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had to do that because she needed that money. Cause after she got out of jail for shit.
Yeah,
nigga, she's Michael Jordan, bro.
What? Yeah, like, bro. All right, come on.
She's LeBron. Is, nah, she's LeBron. She's LeBron, bro.
None of them niggas, bro.
Listen. Preferably. She's not, but I like. You feel me? She's cool. Like, she do a Duck Thizzle. But the way she controls the internet and the game now is a little bit different, my nigga. Like,
it's not Michael Jordan. I'll give LeBron James.
It's not Michael Jordan.
When she went on the campus tour and she was just smashing niggas at random campuses across America.
Because she's changing the game and LeBron changed the game. So,
bro, she's so legendary. She doesn't even care about OnlyFans, nigga. She's still on Snapchat getting her Jordan, bro.
That's a heavy title.
To me,
there's nobody more. Name somebody that's bigger, right?
But you're talking about bigger right now.
The culture.
She's Iverson, bro.
Superhead doesn't count, bro. Superhead doesn't count.
No, but he said people that were a part of the culture. Superhead was a part of the culture.
That scene is crazy. So
I'm talking about in porn though. She dominated the streets in porn, nigga. There hasn't been anybody to do both.
What is she? 05 Jeezy.
You're legend two games like she Pee Wee
Kirkland. Who's done that? To me, she's the Dirk Nowitzki.
Think about it, right? She got the streets. She got the internet, bro.
she's true religion ever 2 Chainz, bro. She got the streets and, you know what I mean?
Bro, she's unstoppable.
I don't know about Mike.
She's not my favorite. She's not my favorite.
This is a wild conversation.
I'm just saying her control of it. This is a conversation that needs to be had. But the reason why she's not as big as she is because she's a black woman.
Also, she missed like 2 years of her prime, of her career prime. So like,
but the thing she started so young, it's like her prime is still gonna be forever,
bro. No, but she's still like she's still trying to chase that prime. You know what I'm saying?
She's like KD then.
No, she's not. She's not like Kevin Durant.
Okay.
She could be Steph. She could be Steph, bro.
And she got a sister too. So
if you think about it,
Pinky's MJ, right? Because they both washed up.
I say Misty fat. Love. I say Misty
That's
Love.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, Misty Love, thinking. Nigga, you drunk? Yeah.
Bro, she's a legend, bro. She's a legend. Nah.
You're a bug. Over Pinky, you really white.
Wait, who are Pinky?
I said. Is to me is because in terms of like popularity and shit, like
no,
Misty Love, yes, no, yes,
bro,
yes.
Fam, this nigga's really
I think
say Misty Love. I don't know who that
nigga, is. Nigga, what?
Niggas on the
bro, yo, Rios, yes. Rios.
I don't even know who that is.
Rios, you're really a cracker.
Bro, she's at none, bro.
Listen, I'm telling you, bro. Back in the day, like girls used to talk about Pinky, my nigga. And girls don't really talk about porn.
Like,
nobody was talking about Misty Love, my nigga. Ty doesn't even know. No, listen to me. Ty doesn't even know what it is. Everybody knows who Pinky is, and Pinky
you know
was
why
black.
Y'all not. Plus,
you're not listening because you, nigga, you get
not real beaters, man.
You're not real beaters.
Nigga, what are you talking about, son? This nigga is crazy.
Nah, I look at it like this though. Like Pinky got her own site. This is like that's like the Jordan brand of porn. Like, you know what I mean? She got niggas under her.
She could be like Shaq though, in terms of her dominance.
Pinky don't got people under her. She's trying to get people under her.
Nah, she like Chris. She got Chris Paul, Melo.
Okay, but Shaq is like, Shaq is a top 10 player.
Man, who did you call Shaq? Pinky.
Yeah,
Pinky's not top 10. I'll give that. Okay, Pinky's not top 10.
That's not.
Misty Love is
dominant.
Misty Love
is not MJ. Misty Love is not top 5.
She's Kobe. I say she's Kobe.
No, she's not.
She's Clyde Drexler. She's Clyde Drexler, bro.
Yeah, Lisa Ann is the real MJ.
Clyde Drexler.
We're not talking about no white people. This is a Umar live. We're not talking about no white people.
No Europeans on this live.
I'm saying
no Europeans on this live.
I'm saying in terms of overall body of work and like longevity and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Staying relevant.
Nah, we're not talking about
Mr. Love over Pinky like that, bro. Pinky as Shaq though, that's not the Pinky as
Shaq.
That's not bad, bro.
We need an MJ, so it's Pinky.
Can we talk about Insecure? I kind of want to talk about that, bro.
I disagree. I'm sorry, Ty. Let's talk about Insecure.
Don't apologize to me. I didn't bring this up.
No, I'm talking about Insecure.
I know basically what happened.
Yo.
Molly did some fuck shit.
Yo, Molly, she be wilding, man.
Hold on. Before you do anything, Ty, Google Misty Love.
I'm going to Google it on my phone.
I'm going to look her up, too. I low-key forgot what she looked like. I ain't gonna hold you.
So she got that. She's the joint with the curly wig all the time, though.
You mean Misty Stone?
Yeah.
No, he said Misty.
Yeah. My fault.
Misty Love.
I got her.
I don't even know who Misty Love is. Misty Stone is a black woman.
Yeah, Misty Stone. That's what.
And you put her above. And you put her above Pinky.
Bro, yes, bro, yes, bro, yes.
Misty Love is probably like
she's at a point. Bro.
She's at a point, bro, where she's
Elijah Wan, bro. She got some rings in the era, but it was like because Pinky was like fell back. You know what I mean?
Is Hakeem better than Shaq though?
Nah,
Hakeem Olajuwon better than
no
Shaq.
No way. Hakeem's nice though, but nah, he ain't Shaq. He ain't Shaq.
All right, Insecure.
Yo, can we talk about shout out to the TSA nigga? That nigga's the real MVP of the show. That nigga was mad funny.
Hold on.
Keep calm and let a fat nigga fuck season.
Yo, Lawrence from 3. Bang!
Yo, shout out to my son Lawrence, man. He held it down, man.
Lawrence
is that guy, man. He really rocked through the pressure.
He is, but I love it. Like, cause Think Piece Twitter and I hate men Twitter. You know what I'm saying? They just really hate this nigga, bro. Like, yeah, they just really hate this nigga Lawrence.
Bro. Like, I seen a shorty tweet, like, I don't even know why I hate Lawrence. I just do. I'm like, yo, you can't be this mad off a TV show.
Bro. Like, it's a, like the gender wars from Insecure, bro, got it. Like,
it's different. No show, chill, no show has done that.
It's a show. Like, it's a show, people. Like, come on, man. Nah, like, so what, be, Lawrence?
It's Lawrence High to the death of me, nigga.
Nigga, that yeah, like, I was like, in full form. You talking about? We back. You
like, so, like, who cares if Lawrence has sex with two white girls and got chlamydia, bro? Like, who cares?
You don't.
Like,
who cares?
Like, I don't, nigga. That's your fantasy, real.
Because you love your white
bro. If they, listen, they paid, bro, they, hey, they paid for his fucking, like, they paid for his fucking groceries.
They paid for his Whole Foods, whatever.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else can you do at that point? You know what
I was not expecting that during that scene, though. I was just like, oh, shit, all right. That's what we doing?
I was like, when I seen it, I was like, the temptations, my brother, the temptations, man. Been there.
But nah, what y'all think about the first episode of the season, though?
Nah, I thought it was fire. I feel like, I don't know, like, it was an awkward situation, but, like, that shit is funny because that just showed me how girls react in situations like that. You feel me?
Right.
And, like, obviously, like, I feel like Lawrence won, at least for now, because at the end of the day, like, girls were complaining about, oh, Lawrence is on the couch, blah, blah, blah. But Lawrence was, I mean, Issa was still stuck on that nigga. And obviously, she still feels some type of way. You feel me?
Right.
Now that she knows that, one, he got his shit together, and then, two, he's fucking with a chick that definitely got her shit together. You feel me? It's kind of like
she helping you out, you know,
bro. She had three turnovers early in the game, bro. It was going bad. She needed a timeout.
Yeah, like
the whole team was letting her down.
And like, yeah, like not even like she was turning the ball. She was turning the ball before she got to half court. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they put a 2-1-2 press on her, bro.
It's like the first quarter of Space Jam. The Monstars are just.
It was like I remember. Remember when the Heat played? Remember when Jeremy Lin's first, like, the game when he got exposed against the Heat?
Oh yeah, the niggas locked down. They put the clamps on him.
Bro, it was like that. it was that bad. You can't go to his left. All right, fuck it.
Yeah, that nigga was getting clamped by like Mario Chalmers too. Shot down.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. But nah, it was a good first episode. I think, like, I'm happy that it's back. You feel me? I'm liking the toxicity on the fucking timeline. I'm liking niggas getting mad because men are watching Insecure. You know, it's just a lot of things going on that I enjoy highly.
Yeah, man. Like, I felt like the timeline was too love and light for a while because of the whole Corona shit. You know what I mean? But, like, Insecure just turned that negativity back up all the way.
Nigga, it felt like...
Yo, shout out Twitter for not getting Mariah Carey out the paint for doing what Priyanka Chopra did. I want to talk about that real quick. That shit was so funny as fuck.
Wait, say again? Like, what's Priyanka Chopra?
I think that's one of the Jonas Brothers' wives or whatever.
She's on that show. It's called Quantico, some shit like that.
She's on Quantico, yeah. She's like, I think so. Like, so you know how they do like the clapping for essential workers at 7 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. So like, she was the one who kind of started that trend. She was like, oh, like, clap for the essential workers at 7 p.m. This and that, and all on the third, right? And everyone's like, yo, fuck you, bitch! Like, donate. Like, where, like, you hear
what?
Like, fucking.
Niggas are ruthless.
Yo, right, man? I'm serious, right?
That's nothing's
ever. Yo, honestly, on the internet, nothing is ever good enough. You can have $1 billion and give $100 million. Niggas be like, that's only a percentage of your fucking net worth. What are you doing? My that's nigga, are you kidding me? You give $100 million, bitch.
Niggas don't donate to the motherfucking the cancer kid, yo, St. Jude's.
Niggas don't even donate a dollar at McDonald's when they say, would you like to give a dollar to the Ronald McDonald's house? Niggas be like, no.
Nigga, that's reels with Jay-Z, nigga.
nigga make some good music, but nope, no sir.
I can't wait to the day. Rios meets Hov is going to be mad funny.
Rios has done nothing for the community. Got all this shit to say, nigga. You really some Twitter nigga, bro.
Bro, I just hate billionaires, bro. That's it, man. I just hate billionaires. So, but it's all billionaires. So it's a fair thing.
Anyone so it's not personally work. At Hov.
No, it's just all billionaires, bro.
It's bigger than Hov.
Bro, it's bigger than Nino Brown. You feel me? It's bigger than that. Like, I just have a whole thing with equity and like how they exploit middle and lower class citizens. No matter how you get that wealth, you're that's what you're doing. So in some form of fashion. So I don't fuck with that.
Preach your knowledge, brother.
But so, however,
how you feel today about today then with Bernie co-signing Biden, man?
Bro, it's the fucking worst. It's the worst because like you have a guy who's like who's anti big business, anti billionaires and stuff like that. Who's just the total opposite of what Biden believes in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just nasty. It's like, yo, it's kind of like when like I'm trying to compare it to some shit. It's kind of like when like Dwight Howard was play for the Lakers, like, you know, these niggas is not going to get it along, but they got to do it for the sake of humanity anyway. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like when Dwight Howard and Kobe played together, like, you know, it's like, how are these niggas going to work together or even like coexist?
I look at it like when remember when Drake went on tour and he was just piecing up with all the niggas that hated him for a while? Like niggas had to kiss the ring, bro. Like
because obviously people read that 1987 court deposition about Biden and the girl or whatever.
Right.
Which is that's some whole other shit. That's some whole like what he did and what Trump did essentially, like
It's
on equal footing. So it's like we got to pick between the lesser of two evils.
What do you do?
But they kind of like it was like a groping situation. Like he was in the bathroom with a girl. Like he was in the bathroom with a chick, and she wanted to get out. He just like, nah, like bitch, like bleh, like let me grope you and stuff like that. Like he did like on some shit like that. So like
it's wicked.
So it's kind of wicked. But then again, I think personally, go on some random shit. I think either Trump or Biden are not going to live to their like full terms. So we're going to have to like the vice president, who they pick for the vice president is something that we should pay attention to.
Who do you think is going? I think it's going to be Warren, bro. That's why I feel like she's been playing the
club. I think
it's going to be Warren. I think it's going to be Warren just because she'll take some of the Bernie supporters
and move them over. Yeah.
Move them over because no one likes Kamala Harris and shit like that. And like, I think
no one does at all.
So she's gonna get those voters.
Those Kamala cop memes are so funny to me.
Yo, whenever someone does some wild flagrant shit on the timeline and they put the picture of Kamala standing there with their eyes crossed, like the cops are coming, like waving. That's just fucking joke.
That shit is hilarious, man. But yeah, man, that shit is wild. Man,
but I think Warren's gonna get the nom though, the VP nom. So
I think so, man, too.
I don't know. This shit is just nuts, bro. Like I feel like this is like the worst possible situation ever. Like for him to be in office at this point in time for this type of shit. Like you feel me? Like this shit ain't a joke, my nigga. And like you got this clown ass nigga up there. Like when he played the promo video yesterday or whatever that shit was.
I couldn't believe that shit was real. Like
I'm like, yo, this shit getting out of hand, bro. Like you feel
he's
me?
He's a joke. Like it's.
I don't watch this nigga all day on CNN, like how old people doing shit like that. But like shit like that, I'm like, all right, who, like somebody got to do something. Like who can stop this?
Yeah, like it's to a point where like niggas don't even care what Trump has to say anymore. It's about like what Finucci has to say.
But then he tried to get Fauci out of here on Twitter and shit.
It's yeah, fine. like he tried to get Fauci out of here. He tried to get Fauci out here on Twitter. Fauci's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You can't fire a surgeon. You can't get rid of the Surgeon General in the middle of
a pandemic.
Like, what are you doing? So, like, I feel like at this point, like, he's just showing his true colors and shit, like, officially now and stuff. Because I don't think May 1st we're going to get out this shit. Like,
hell no. Nah.
Definitely not.
Like
I think July we can see start. So obviously slowly, probably by June, I think they're going to start opening up certain things.
Right.
But for the most part, quarantine is still going to be like they might open up certain things, but issue a curfew or something.
I think non-essential businesses will be open by like the second week of May, but we'll still be on curfew. But I also think by like June or July, everything will be open, even though I'm still not gonna want to go out and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's gonna be the issue. Is like we'll be free, but like, are you gonna be like?
Do we want to go out? Like,
yeah. Do you want to send them a packed movie theater? You know.
I feel like nah, like shit like that, like movie theaters and shit like that. Packed shit, that shit gonna be dead. But I think like niggas are gonna be so antsy to get out. They're gonna be outside. Like you feel me?
Yeah.
And I think that I think because they said like these, like that was like last week, and they said like these next 2 weeks are gonna be the roughest. And like honestly, a lot of people, like especially older people, have died like this last week. Or so, like you feel me? Mm-hmm. And they said this is the roughest part. So like, I think we're not gonna get out of it because of like everybody's fear of like catching it again and all the shit that's lingering. But I feel like by the end of May, I think that's because the numbers are declining already. You feel me?
Yeah, the curve is flattening, but there's more deaths, but there's more fatalities.
But I think he said 2 days ago it was the first day where the deaths didn't exceed the deaths. So basically, less people are being admitted to the hospital, which is good, right? That means you're stopping the spread, but they don't know how to stop people from dying from it. So like, if you catch it, it's they don't really know how to help you.
That shit is crazy because that shit is affecting heavy set people. Like, you feel me? Like most niggas I seen die, like they was heavy set. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, and the thing with that too, like, because they want to do like a antibodies test. I was reading and shit like that, but then again, it's like it's so convoluted because let's say you have a food allergy, you'll automatically have less antibodies than someone who doesn't have an allergy. And like, let's say you've had the coronavirus. That's because I feel like this shit's been around. I think it's been around since like November, December, to be honest with you. So like, let's say you've had the disease already in you, and then you have another, let's like you have an allergy or whatever. So your antibody count's already low. What are they going to do with you? Are you going to be like a precautionary case or an unknown case? So where it's like, all right, you could go back to it, but it'll be to a point like, all right, you can go back to work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always that if factor, because like Hong Kong's going through that if factor right now to where they're getting the second wave of it, but like they kind of know how to manage it now, so like it's kind of different. But it's just a matter of, I'm worried about when we get the second wave, how we're gonna handle that stuff.
Right, like is it gonna be like a seasonal thing? Like every winter niggas gonna have to lock down and shit like that? Like,
no, I think there's gonna be there'll be a vaccine, I think, within the next year and a half. I don't think it's gonna be so quick because you don't wanna rush shit, because like obviously the Tuskegee experiment is still a recent thing in history, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. Right. So like people, you don't wanna fuck that up, because that'll be it's a whole different layer of what shit's gonna be. So
yeah, I don't suggest anybody taking the first vaccines.
Yeah, like you don't
get the first batch of iPhones when they come out. Why are you gonna do that without?
You don't buy the first PlayStations.
I think we're on that type of trend, but I think within like the next like year and a half, because they said no concerts until fall 2021.
Which is wild. Like that's just like sucks for artists, like.
Yeah, again, no bag in the United States.
That's the only way like artists really eat now, and like that and merch, bro. Yeah. Like,
that's true. But I mean, I get the whole no concerts thing though for till 2020.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. It just sucks, yeah.
Like especially like for New York City, shit needs to be like completely sanitized again. Like they need to like sanitize the streets.
You've been dirty as fuck for years, bro.
Yeah, filthy. It's been filthy since it was fucking. X-rated movie theaters in Times Square.
I never understood how like they never just wanted to get it clean. Like they never like put.
They never cared to, man.
They honestly never cared.
Bro, let me think about it. Like,
but I'm saying like I feel like that's not something that's like outrageous or far fetched. Like I feel like that's something that can be done, and I feel like people wouldn't be mad if their tax dollars is going to like cleaning the subways and shit like that, because it's just as filthy. Right. And then fucking. On top of that, like, if you ever walked in New York City, like, I know people got pets and shit like that, but it smells like straight dog piss everywhere, bro. And, like, the only people that...
Every corner.
The only people that power wash is, like, the hotels or those buildings where people live in, like, condos and shit like that. Everything else is straight piss. And then you got all this fucking garbage everywhere, which you can't really do anything about. But it's just, like, let's try to make something clean out this motherfucker. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like I mean,
go ahead, Rios.
Oh no, go ahead. My fault.
Like somebody was telling me, like, since people aren't on the subways, like fucking the rats are just overrun that shit, bro. They living free because the humans ain't there, so it's just like they doing whatever. Like,
Them niggas on gang time.
Yeah, bro. It's like a fiesta for them niggas, man.
But if they're not, they probably going to die out because what the fuck they eating?
True.
True. It's true, yeah.
Ain't nobody dropping pizza for them niggas.
No, but like it's true. Like I mean, it's I'm like I'm saying this whole like New York City's not gonna be the same anymore. Like after this, like it's over, bro. It's over. Like
for what?
Like all right. Like in terms of like gentrification, I feel like that's gonna take a halt now because.
But how can you prove that?
I feel like it's going to increase, bro.
I think the people who left aren't gonna come back because of that. Because of that. That channeling of fear of New York City is already dirty as it is. So, like, I'm not going to come back.
I feel like it's going to be a new wave, though, because, like, you think about all these, like, mom and pop businesses and, like, these black areas, they're not going to be able to reopen. And, like, white people just going to come in for condos.
Like, I don't think the, like, for example, like, the Lower East Side, like, that's a unique neighborhood because, like, you still have, like, part of it's gentrified, part of it's not gentrified yet. Right. Still. So, it's like, behind Elder Street, I think. That area is still going to be the same and stuff like that. But, like, mm-hmm. if you go ahead to, like, Allen Street and stuff like that, I think that area is not going to be the same anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like it's over.
I feel like there's a lot of people who had jobs and lived in the city that moved back home and lost their jobs. So they're not going to be living there anymore. So, like you said, right. It's going to be a new wave. But I don't think it's going to be a new wave of implants. I feel like something has to happen with the prices.
I think
that could be a one benefit, I guess, of this.
Because what I think with the whole rent situation, I think like if you live in a certain state, if you like, you can't selling rent to someone, like I've heard from a realtor, like an apartment to a person who lives in the same in the exact state that they like lived in previously. Mm-hmm. It's harder for you to like sell up to the person because you already know what the neighborhood was before that. So like, right. No, like pretty much put it this way, no one's gonna con us on a two bedroom apartment in Bushwick because we know what Bushwick was like before it was gentrified. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they can get someone who lives in Ohio,
but they don't know. They don't know the area.
They don't know the area. Like nigga, they were stabbing niggas in Bushwick like fucking like 6 years ago.
You know what exactly.
Off the train. So like we know that. So they really can't sell us the property too high. So I think. The prices of shit are gonna drop. We're gonna like our generation is gonna be able to move out, and then I feel like that's gonna be the new form of like gentrification. I think just relocation and shit like that, like people from Long Island, people from like Queens, mm-hmm. Suffolk County, moving to the city and stuff like that.
I think that's the point. I can see that.
Yeah, hopefully they do something about that pricing because I know a lot of people that. Are from different states that lived in the city, whether it be Upper East Side, Brooklyn, just whatever the case may be. And then they lost their jobs if they didn't lose their jobs, their roommates lost their jobs. Their leases are up. Now, what are we going to do? The roommates right. don't want to get a spot. They don't have jobs. You know what I mean? Which is fair. So right. It's like, what do you do at that point? So there's going to be a lot of empty buildings. Hopefully that price drop. I'll be...
Yeah, bro, because, like, yo, like you said, like, everybody lost their job, niggas is leaving, and then, like, the niggas that are from here that lost their jobs, they can't pay rent for nothing. So man. It's just like, yo, if you give niggas, like, if you make it, but the thing about New York, like, they're inflation kings, like, you feel me? So, like,
yeah,
you
know, they sell like, off the name New York. They don't sell off the property. Yeah. They sell just based off of you are in New York, so that's going to jack up the price a few hundred just off rip because you're in New York. Like that,
like niggas can't live here, bro. Like I could imagine what it's like in like San Francisco, bro. Like
craziness,
bro. That shit is insane out there, bro. Like, so I don't know. Like all this shit is like
sick. They have but San Fran's different though because they kind of have limited housing though. So like their homeless rate, like we have a high homeless rate, but their like homeless person per capita is it's higher. Like they have Skid Row, but like. It's like it's weird. It's like all right, like per square mile, the amount of homeless people that they have is more than what we have. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because it's that much expensive. But it's only like a $4. But it's only like a fucking like $4 difference. Like you know what I'm saying? Like that's the crazy shit about
well,
it.
Well, the reason why they have more homeless people there that it's because it's a, like more livable for like homeless people. Like you feel me? Like think about it. Like if you're homeless on the East Coast, it gets really really cold at some point. Compared to like if you live in like
San Fran, it's like 60 degrees all the time.
Yeah. Anywhere in California, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not as bad. And a lot of that shit too is because like they got that New York problem too. Cause it's like if you're going to chase your dream, you're either going to New York or you're going to LA or some type of shit. You feel me? And like that shit probably happens. So that shit probably gets really out of hand over there. Cause like I remember I went to on Hollywood Boulevard, bro. And I was like, I ain't never seen no shit like that, bro. I was like, that shit is different, bro. And yeah. Like, niggas just like chilling.
Nah, I can only imagine, bro.
But yo,
after this though, like one thing about I was gonna say New York, but pretty much anywhere, I guess, any major city where there's a lot of people, crime is gonna go up. So
yeah, people just don't have it, man. So
people just don't have it. So they're gonna take it from people who do have it still. And then with that, that's also gonna bring the property value down of certain places. So it's like, are we looking at a cyclical effect here? Like, are we going back to the 90s? Niggas gonna be jacking niggas on the train.
I think crime's gonna go up, but I personally don't think it's gonna go up that much and shit like that. Like, because I feel like people are not gonna come back because of the whole fear effect of the whole fear of the virus.
Forget about people who left. Let's talk about the people who are here who lost their jobs. Right, because at the end of the day, I'm not talking about.
Whenever unemployment,
the next year, 2 years, stuff like that. Because some people really just not gonna have it, and then people who started businesses and shit like that. Like we're facing we're heading into a potentially dark time.
Yeah, even the people that they offering like loans to these small businesses and shit like that, like. These people not gonna be able to pay it back immediately. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
And you don't know if those are like those people are like predatory. You know?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Predatory loans with like weird and sus interest.
I don't think. I mean, it's a bailout. We're getting a $2.2 trillion bailout. So I don't think
who's we?
No, everyone like. The 1200 that we're getting, that's part of the bailout.
But I'm gonna be fair. There's a possibility that's taken out of next year's taxes.
I don't think it is.
I've heard both.
They said some shit about I heard that too, but then I see some shit like. If you make a certain amount, you gotta give it back. Like, you feel me? And like, yeah, but either way, like, this shit is crazy.
They're bailing out the major corporations and major companies and stuff like that. Yeah, like small businesses, the people, right? They're not bailing out the people. They're not giving them.
But part of the $2.2 trillion bailout is they're going to automatically give out loans. Like, let's say you go to a bank, right? Let's say you own a pizzeria, whatever the case may be. And you prove your losses from the thing. You don't have to. The whole point is that you won't have to wait for your losses. The bank is gonna give it to you right away. So they're giving banks a surplus.
So when do you have to pay that loan back?
I think you have to pay. You have to prove it's a bailout. So pretty much, it could be a tax write-off. So you have to just prove actual statements that you're using it to pay off employers, fixing like the store up. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to show proof, like spending proof that it went towards your business.
But damn, yeah, I you already started behind the eight ball though
at that point.
Bailout. Behind at that point, like he said, because really you have to wait until you lose and prove that you lost. But at that point, it might be too late.
It might not
be salvageable.
No, but I think you have businesses. Well, they have the option to take the loan or not. So you have that's the main part about it.
So you either shut down or you're behind. You start behind. You can't win.
Pick your poison.
But if you start when you're behind, you just have to prove spending. So you have to show that all right,
my nigga, this
although I was out of, although no, but I'm saying, you say like although I was, although like niggas was not working, I paid my employers the time they weren't working, or like I helped improve the store, or I hired people.
But what if what if you didn't have the money to do those things because you weren't operating every single day? Because some of these businesses can't front, like especially if they're in New York, a lot of these businesses turn over quickly, like every couple of years. So in the first year is always the hardest. So let's say there's a business that was there for about a year or so, right? And now this happens. And they're not running in the green yet. Like they're running on like probably week by week.
Those businesses, like I think those are the ones that are, those ones that are going to fail. But I'm talking like your regular
standard mom and pop business. Yeah, that's a lot of businesses. That's a lot, bro.
Yeah, but but I'm talking like your regular standard mom and pop. All right, like your the pizzeria that's been in your block for like 8 or 9 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or like
of course those staples, but there's more than that. You know,
yeah, the fear is those staple businesses. You don't want those staple businesses going away. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole key. That's the whole key about it too, because they're still at a point. They're going to still give out loans, and they're going to still give out loans to those certain businesses who want to come back and stuff like that. But like, you want those staple businesses, those staple mom and pop businesses, to stay put. So that's why they want them to take that loan so they can reuse, so they can just pretty much recycle that money. That's why it's essentially a tax write-off. But you have to prove that you're paying people, that you're adding to your business, instead of, you know what I'm saying, just taking the money and just like doing that, because that's fraud. That's insurance fraud. It's business fraud. So that's what they're trying to avoid, which is understandable and makes sense.
All right, but that's just, this whole shit is crazy, man.
Bro, I know it's fucking nuts, man. Like, dude, like. But I think like, but it sucks for retail. It sucks for the people who work retail, because like, how do you determine an essential retailing store? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if they're gonna bring those back, so what, you're gonna bring back just Macy's and Amazon, and like IKEA,
shit like that. Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah. It's just fucked up. It's just fucked up.
Nah. Getting off this depression shit, how y'all feel about 50 versus Ja Rule if it was to happen, even though it's never going to happen?
50 would just bully him the whole time.
Can you imagine them niggas on live together?
No. I would pay to see that, bro.
Honestly, you know how Teddy Riley won the niggas for that? I would pay for that.
That'd be pay-per-view, bro.
I would pay $10 for that. That would be classic. Yo, Versus got to set that up. 50 wouldn't do it, though.
What is this whole Versus shit? Like, what? Like,
niggas basically just try to market and name the shit that niggas been doing on IG, pretty much. Like, the battle's been happening. Yeah, he just gave it a name, pretty much.
So, did y'all watch the RZA verse premiere?
Yeah, I did.
That shit was long.
That shit was fire.
That shit was fire.
Because those songs are like 5-minute rap songs each, bro. You know what I'm saying? Those songs are long as fuck.
I fell asleep for like an hour and a half, and I woke up. These niggas were still going.
I knew it was real when RZA's wife was like, "Yo, bro, wrap this up, man." When RZA's wife came in, they was like, "Yo, wrap it up, man."
I came towards the end, like, you feel me? So like, basically,
we went
like,
to overtime. That's why
they were like,
When
I came in, they were like at 18, 17. Okay. And then like that, so I didn't watch the whole thing because I knew it was gonna be long. Because in the beginning, this nigga RZA was playing some bullshit, so I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna come back."
Yeah, his phone wasn't really working. He didn't get that sound right.
Yeah.
Shout to Parks from the JBP.
Shout to Parks from the JBP.
the nigga RZA, that nigga got too much heat, my nigga. Like, you feel me? And like, Premier got heat too, but like, I feel like Premier shit is fire, but like, RZA just got them classics, dog. Like,
yeah.
Those woo. Nigga, MATHOD, man.
That nigga did Chico. Wu-Tang song.
Nah, he did.
But I'm saying, Method Man is the cheat code to all that shit, bro. Like, right. You feel me? Nigga Premier, like, he got all that shit. But, like, at the end of the day, this is like a popularity contest. It's pop. Right. Like, you feel me? Method Man is that nigga. Like, you feel me?
You look at it like
even
this,
the,
bro.
Even
like,
even the Raekwon and Ghostface joints.
Yeah, so I'm saying. You got Ray, Ghost, Meth under the same roof. It's like, come on, G.
And Premier got whole shit, but like, I feel like when I hear that shit, like, that shit get nostalgic for me because it reminds me of, like, Madden and shit like that.
Premier, Premier has more bigger, like Premier has more like bigger essential names in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like the big, he got Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z, Eminem. Like he got all those dudes. Like RZA is just one guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's his Achilles heel. Like which I wish he worked with more people, like outside of the Wu.
But the RZA got he got
a few joints. He got
He has a few joints, but like it's not like
Kanye, okay. I mean, like, low key, he might be on the best rap album of all time.
Who? Kanye?
Yeah,
nah, he's nice though.
RZA, you said RZA's on the best rap album of all time,
one of the top five.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think that's the best. I'm gonna be real.
My beautiful.
Yeah,
it is, like, bro. To me, I don't think it is. I mean, I mean, from my favorite rap album of all time is Get Rich or Die Trying.
Right.
But like, if you're talking about like from like production and like storytelling and like head to toe, like, and like, I just felt like it was so well put together. There's nothing more well put together than that shit, bro. And you can tell like that motherfucker took his motherfucking time, because a lot of those songs we heard before they was on the album, and he put different shit on there. He put different people on there, and like it was just the right place. You got Nicki bodying them niggas. That was like her coming out party.
Right.
Like he's working with RZA on there. Like that fucking All the Light shit got 80,000 people on that fucking shit. Like that shit is insane, bro. When I found out Fergie was on that shit, because I was drunk listening to it, I'm like, yo, is that? I'm like, that's
MIA. He had a whole verse, low key.
I'm like, them niggas, Drake. That's what I was like. I know Drake's hate runs deep, because I know he probably wrote that fucking verse of Kanye. And Kanye was trying to sabotage this nigga, bro.
From the jump, man. I look at it. I go for the Chris Rock comparison. Cause like Chris Rock said, it's the best album ever. Because it's like, yo, track. You can put a track for track against anybody, and like, what's better, bro?
Bro, to me,
that's a personal. Like that's a top 10 album for me personally.
It is a top. I feel like it's the top 10. It's the top five,
Ty, what's your favorite album?
My favorite album of all time. Get back to me on that. Let me think about
it. So what would you say is the best album of all time?
I can't give that one is hard. I can tell you my favorite album of all time is probably like, I have a couple. Like, fuck. Yeah, give me one second. Let me
damn, I don't
what's
have
your favorite Rios.
I'd say like my personal favorite rap album of all time, or like, I'll go back to it like all the time, I'd probably say the Infamous album.
Oh, the Mobb Deep, yeah. I mean, that's good. Like, I fuck with it. I fuck with them. I think that's the top 10 album.
Like, just because if somebody were to be like, yo, what's the quintessential New York rap album? I'm going to play them that. I'm not going to play them like Illmatic, or I'm not going to play them Ready to Die. I'm going to play them the Infamous album.
Get Rich or Die Trying is my favorite album of all time.
Okay. Or I might play them War Report too. That's a low key underrated, like, because the album is about pretty much there's no substance to it, like whatsoever. There's no storyline to it. It's about their niggas is talking about Middle Eastern dictators selling drugs, killing niggas, shooting niggas, army fatigue shit. What more do you want? You know what I'm saying?
That's entertaining ass album. Like that shit is like, interesting.
For real, bro. That album contains no substance whatsoever, but just those things I said. And it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like them niggas had no chemistry when they were doing that shit.
Nah, they just did.
Like, all right, let's just get in the stew. Let's just make songs, and that's it. And then that's what them niggas did. And then I feel like it was a classic by them niggas made a classic by accident.
That makes sense.
That's the best way to put that shit. The niggas made a classic by accident.
So
Get Rich is your favorite
band? My favorite album is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and Doggy Style. Tie for me.
West Coast music is 90s West Coast music. Crazy. That shit is phenomenal. And that shit is so like, it's crazy because like it's toxic masculinity, and then like you can be like, yo, they hated women. But even the women fuck with that shit, bro.
Still see walking to the, you know, G's up hoes.
Nigga, when I was in Vegas, bro, it was Ain't No Fun If The Homies Can't Get Nut, and the women were going harder than the niggas, bro. And
that song is wild problematic.
Bro, song is amazing, nigga.
Beautiful, like, though.
Snoop Dogg's a legend. Snoop Dogg monetized his career off one album, son. Not a lot of rappers can say they did that shit, bro. He might be...
Snoop got classics though, bro.
But you saying he had one album though.
No, like meaning like, all right, like Snoop Dogg to me, he has hits on other, like he has hits throughout. I'm not saying he doesn't have hits, but I'm saying like in terms of his career, bro, like he's monetized his career off one album essentially, bro. Like he had, bro, think about it. His two biggest songs are on his first, the same album.
Nah, Drop It Like It's Hot. It's got to be one of his biggest.
That's the third. That's the third.
I think it's Gin and Juice and then Drop It Like It's Hot.
Gin and Juice? No, to me it's Gin and Juice, What's My Name, and then Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you got two of the greatest rap songs, arguably.
Yeah, we got to salute Snoop, man. Snoop is really like Snoop. Right. Got same
for 50 Cent. 50 Cent did the same thing. He
monetized. Right. Like, to me, there's only three rappers that can honestly say they did that shit. You could say Nas.
Yeah, Illmatic. Yeah, definitely.
Snoop Dogg and 50. Those are the only three rappers.
Made some good points. 50 was like, who would you like to see against you? And he was like, probably Snoop, because Snoop had the largest rap debut album before him.
Yeah, like,
and then he was like, Ludacris can go against him.
That might be the better battle.
Ludacris had some shit, nigga.
I feel like Ludacris had more albums than 50 that slapped. Like, because niggas, 50 could play some of his mixtape shit, but niggas not really going under. Like, most people aren't going to watch the beat battle aren't going to know his mixtape.
No, I think both of them got solid albums, bro.
Yeah,
50 got three albums, right? And the third one is the most hip poppy shit ever. We got AO Technology on that shit. Yeah, Curtis. He got I Get Money on that shit. He got Straight to the Bank.
I don't count that as his 53rd album, though. That's not 53rd album. I feel like Stump, I mean, the G-Unit album counts as a 50 album, bro.
He going to play some of his joints off there. He going to play
He can play Stump 101.
He's on most of those songs, bro.
If it was a feature.
He's on every song on there, pretty much.
But I don't know, man. I feel like Ludacris has a couple of big features. He has, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Word of mouth album by Ludacris.
When he plays 21 Questions and then Ludacris plays Lovers and Friends, that should be fine.
Nigga, he could play Splash Waterfalls if he wanted to.
Throw them bowls.
Old 2000 videos. That shit was crazy, bro. Like it's crazy too, because I was watching Frontin', because obviously we all know like Nunu's and Frontin',
right?
Mm-hmm. But like Mimi's in that shit too.
Yeah, she is.
I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And like, I always watch like these old videos, and I see like, oh, that's blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and like that shit is another thing that told me like, yo, and like whatever you do, whatever your career path is, that should take time, nigga.
Yeah, like. Erica Mena is in the Lean Back video, bro. Like
Erica Mena is in the Chris Brown video.
The Lean Back videos before that shit even came out.
Yeah, bro. That was like, was that like 04?
04, bro. Yeah, man.
Man, that fat nigga thought Lean Back was in the club. I should sort of held a mill. His shit was a dud.
Yo, you know what I gotta watch though? I've been watching those Beef DVDs, nigga. That shit is quality still.
You ever
seen
the one with Yuck Mouth?
Yeah, in game, fire.
Yeah,
nigga said, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, that's fuck if you blood, nigga.
Yo, nah. Yeah, the best one is the T.I. and Lil Flip one.
Classic. I watched that like three times.
Yo, because T.I. has the grills on, but he has but you can tell he just got them shits because he got the lisp.
They like falling out his mouth.
Like, he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no competition. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this nigga from Cloverland.
nigga say he from Cloverland. He ain't from Cloverland, nigga.
Honestly, Ludacris should battle a T.I. though.
That'd be good.
Because they had beef before. They can play their verses off stomp.
Off stomp.
Nah, Ludacris low-key, he slimed them on that because he got the song after Tip already did his verses, man.
Yeah.
Yo, but no, I want to end with this, though. Let's talk about this and then, like, let's have a strong, like, discussion about this, bro. I feel like New York... Remember when niggas like New York fell off? I feel like New York never really fell off because we were still there. And I feel like niggas don't appreciate ASAP Rocky, what he did for New York in that period of time. Because a lot of niggas fronted on Rocky for two reasons. Because one, they said he sounded like he was from the South. Whatever. Cool. but he had the ASAP Mob, and that shit changed like culture, like Tumblr and all that shit at that time. Right. Everybody was dressing like ASAP. And I feel like the Pesos video is so New York.
It's a moment, bro.
Bro, that is the top five. That's in my top five, like, most New York videos ever, bro.
Yeah,
and definitely. I feel like at that time, like, you got to think about it, bro. There was like a void, because at that time, it was just like French.
Oh, yeah, it's French and Rocky, bro.
French and Rocky in that period of time until like Bobby came, and they came with like that Brooklyn shit. And then like ever since then, we kind of just been rolling, and now it's like more people. But like when Rocky, them, they were holding it down. Niggas, and the second thing niggas didn't appreciate Rocky for is because his, the way he was dressing. Remember he went on like 106 and Park, and he had that like long dress on or whatever. Yeah, that
was killing them.
Bro, a lot of niggas didn't appreciate, but Rocky was putting out some quality music. That Love Live ASAP shit was amazing.
I feel like with Rocky, it was a thing of like he, because you're right, he influenced a lot, and he kept New York in people's minds in terms of a new wave, and he influenced a whole new wave of artists and kind of like shaped what hip hop was in terms of being fashion niggas and still being like new artists, because it was really just Kanye who was making niggas like want to dress. But it was ASAP Rocky who kind of made it so it's like you don't have to wear like the Louis Vuitton and shit like that. You can still
fly
nigga and wear all this other shit. Right. However, where I will stop you was saying that he was putting out incredible, like he was putting out really, really, really quality music, because music was good, but I feel like it wasn't really connecting with what niggas was one used to from him, but also just used to in general. And he was experimenting a lot, which artists are great. Like, it's great to experiment. Like, I understand as an artist, you have to experiment, but when you go so far left, it's kind of hard to understand, like, get on that wavelength when,
bro. But like, he had
what that is,
yeah. That hands on the, was hands on the wheel on that one?
Yeah,
hands on the wheel. Yeah.
That's on the first album. That's on the first album. Yeah,
but then like the shit with him and I think Schoolboy's on the mixtape, right?
He's on all. He's on every Rocky project, bro.
He's on every. He did the brand new guy.
Damn! Like when I first heard that tape, I'm like, my man's played that for me. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, bro? And then like after a while, I'm like, oh no, this is it. Like, you feel me? And I just, and then I got it at that time. But the reason why I appreciate Rocky is because like I was in college in 2011, right? That around that time when he first blew up, he blew like 2011, 2012, and I knew Harlem niggas and Uptown niggas at school, and this is how they were dressing, this is how they were acting. You know, like Harlem niggas, like Uptown niggas, or like a nigga like ASAP Rocky, they're into like high level fashion shit, and it's like some weird shit you never seen before, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's when Rocky was like a direct representation of what it was at that time for people in his age group.
Older niggas,
yeah, like older niggas didn't get it because they were stuck in their ways and they didn't understand what he was doing and like how he was dressing. But like, if you was a young kid and you ever been to like Soho, I mean, and shit,
because what,
and you saw how those kids got down, it's kind of like that,
yeah,
shit's crazy.
Yeah, that first,
what I'm gonna say, because what I'm gonna say is like, he pretty much, I'm not gonna, like, Pharrell took the whole streetwear culture, you know what I'm saying, brought it to rap. He was, to me, Pharrell was the first nigga to do that shit, you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
but
like ASAP Rocky took New York streetwear culture and made it present to the forefront. Right. So like he, like, all right, like Tyler, the Creator's wearing Supreme and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't the first niggas wearing Supreme.
They deserve the respect, like, though, I feel like.
But they do as well.
Yeah.
But like in terms of like the way they were wearing it, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like ASAP Rocky kind of made it to where, like, all right, Supreme is not just for niggas who skateboard. You know what I'm saying? It's for niggas like who get fly too. So like, he added that other element to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like even the whole, like, he kind of like bought the whole like Japanese brand fashion. Like, he brought that back to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? He honestly like bought the new wave of that stuff back. So like, it was kind of like you said, like that LES Soho era, you know what I'm saying? Of my generation of people, more of me and Tyler's wave of people, because like that was like Fashion Night Out shit that he was putting out.
Rocky definitely. Rocky like the pioneer of what like kind of what it transitioned to in terms of like New York. Like you can't say anybody in New York wasn't influenced by Rocky and what ASAP Mob was doing, especially around like 2011, 2012, that time. But like in terms of him getting his respect, I feel like he doesn't get it is because
the music. Garbage,
it's the first that first mixtape, amazing. That first album, classic. It's a classic.
That first album got some shit on it.
He has a classic tape. He has one classic mixtape to me.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best mixtapes ever, bro.
I feel like he had a strong debut album. That shit was strong. Like One Train on there. Suddenly, fucking Pain. Yeah, fucking Problem. Like that shit was really, really strong, bro.
That was a good era in New York, bro. You had him, you had French, you had Bronson, you had Flatbush, you had Joey Badass, like all them niggas.
Right, that was like that like, underground, like third, New York.
Third eye, that second album
wasn't bad either. That second album.
Yeah, I like the second one better than the first.
That last one, bro.
Testing was fucking trash.
Only trying to like is Praise the Lord. That's it, bro.
That's it. But
I gotta give him credit too. Cozy Tapes, that was the moment.
Them shits is fire, bro.
He was like, I like both.
I like one better, but he was like the 50. He was killing niggas on them tracks, bro. Yeah, he was getting niggas out the fucking paint on that shit. That's why like it kind of bothers me because like I love Ferg because I love his first tape Trap Lord and what he's done and like how he's elevated. But I don't like how people say that Ferg is better than Rocky because that's not true.
Ferg just got bigger records.
She's not a better artist, but he's a better rapper. He raps better.
Like, he got bigger songs. Ferg is pop, basically. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, he has like, more flows. He spits better. But in terms of artists and crafting a song and a project and conceptualizing.
I'm not going to lie. The first ASAP Mob tape.
Ferg was getting niggas out the way on there.
Bro. Ferg was bodying.
The song they had together, Pink, Pink.
Kiss and Pink.
Persian Wine?
Bro,
Kiss and Pink.
Got Rocky out of here.
Hey, my brother, come on,
I ain't gonna hold you. I love his Shabba Ranks verse because he's like Master Bruce.
Ferg can go anywhere in New York, do work.
It's gonna go up.
Work the original. Fuck the remix.
Yeah, the original.
A couple model bitches thought I bought for the Lakers.
That shit was classic. Ferg has come out to like several different shows in New York. I've been to, nigga. You can throw work anywhere and that shit go crazy.
The first ASAP Mob tape, son. Like that was Ferg's coming out.
That shit was crazy.
Lords Never Worry. To me, that was Ferg's coming out party. Cause after that nigga's like, yo, who's this other nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? That be rapping like rapping like this. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of animated though. I think that's why.
Yeah, like niggas like that. Niggas like that shit. That shit was.
I was listening to some Ferg song and it was like him and Rocky, and this nigga said, he said, cheating on my bitch, and I know it's wrong.
Persian Wine is so fire.
Yeah, exactly. But nah, man, fuck them all. I fuck with 12E2. Them niggas is nice, man.
Yeah, 12E. Nasty.
12E reminds me of like, I know what group he's in. 12E's in that like Dave East Votto area, but not in that bracket because he didn't have that type of success. But niggas really like 12E because 12E can spit.
And also, 12E's cool too. 12E's cool,
yeah, but 12E was supposed to be like the one, like that last year being broke campaign shit.
Yeah,
that was like the, but it didn't like hit like how it was supposed to hit. Like, you feel me? So I don't really know what happened.
And I fuck with ASAP Ant too, man.
Yeah, shout out to Marino Infantry.
That nigga be working hard. He be working hard.
He's turning that into like a. Is he turning that into a skate team? If not, he should.
I think he is. I see kids with it everywhere, bro. Kids with the tees everywhere, bro.
Marino Infantry, ASAP Ant. I'll be wearing that shit.
Nas had that show with Method Man, that shit was
Yo.
Yeah, that should have been on something. That shit was fire.
Yo, yo, Traumatic was I think that was like the in between shit. Cause remember, like he wasn't on Lords Never Worry too much like that. And they were like, yo, like what's up? And then that came after the
he got killed though. This nigga Method was crazy.
Bro, yeah, of course, Yeah. But like I think crazy. But like Nas was like the 90s nigga of the group though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like,
cause yeah, like I mean, cause even a song, cause he got a song with Onyx, I think, right? Like I know he sampled.
I'm sure
the song
he with do. Onyx. I'm sure he do. And he's that shit with Skepta.
Yeah, like
yeah.
But I mean, he's a good rapper. He's a good rapper too. I like Ant though. ASAP Ant got an unorthodox flow, but
he ruined Bath Salts though.
Do you?
I don't think, bro.
I was listening to that like 2 days ago, bro. ASAP Ant should not be on that shit.
He ruined it, bro.
Ant, right?
No, yeah, but yeah, yeah. But
that
I
nigga
like
was
the,
terrible, bro.
I'm a favorite.
But the
song
with him
they knew for a fact that I had to put Rocky last because that would have went left.
No, but I love the song with him and Bodega Bams when they're in the Japanese bathhouse and they're just rapping in the Japanese bathhouse.
Damn, yo, that was an era, man. I miss that in New York, bro.
I will say this, the dumb niggas. ASAP Mob. ASAP Mob. Them niggas love white bitches, nigga.
Bro, I have a funny story about that shit.
What's the Kissing Purple? Whatever shit is in Purple?
Yeah.
No, what's the shit?
Purple Swag.
It wasn't a video for that.
Oh yeah,
nigga, them niggas, and like it's funny too, cause like how Playboi Carti fucks with Iggy, and like Iggy got ASAP Rocky tatted on her like her finger.
Oh, and, like, I forgot they used to fuck. Yeah.
He can't. He had it first, man.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, man, yeah,
bro. That's why I'm laughing at that, cause like that's why Carti dropped drop mileage on the new.
I don't care. Got some mileage.
I feel like that was my Iggy.
Yo, I feel no, but also too. No, but also too. Like I was gonna say too with that, like, bro, white bitches from Tribeca love fashion niggas who be in LES, bro. Yeah. Love them niggas.
That's so their bag, like, honestly.
That's their bag. Yeah, like that's the bitches they fuck with. Like, I always thought it was weird to me because I would catch that shit suddenly. Like, wait, really?
I mean, it makes sense, my nigga. Like, I don't like. You feel me? Like, I feel like we made the white bitches joke, and like whether you like white bitches or not, that's on you. I don't really like all that shit. Like all that Umar shit is funny, my nigga. But like for me personally, don't disrespect black women. Like you feel me? Don't.
It's really that simple.
Like, you can like whatever you like. Just don't disrespect
black women in the process.
Yeah, that's bro. It. You keep that shit to yourself, my nigga. Like,
you still can't show it with your white wife though. I'm sorry.
If I see Angelina Jolie, I'm jumping out the window.
yo, Hillary Duff, man.
I'm looking for you.
Hey, for that.
You ever seen that picture of her when she got proposed to, and then she gave the nigga head, and he took a picture of her?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Look that up.
What'd you say?
Her nigga proposed to her. They get like paparazzi. She didn't know paparazzi taking a picture of her. Like taking a picture of them. He proposed.
I've seen that. Shit.
And then she's giving the nigga the head right after, bro.
Who?
Hillary Duff, nigga.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
As she should.
She's a queen. Yo, celebrate that man.
Neck toppings.
You love to see it.
Yo, anything else before we get out of here, brothers?
Nah, man. Just wash your fucking hands, nigga. Stay inside. If you go outside, practice social distancing. Again, I mean, can't stress shit enough.
Since y'all niggas in the crib, anything y'all working on?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
I'm doing my NBA draft big board is coming out. That's coming out in a couple weeks. I'm saying I've been watching mad basketball highlights. I've been in a basketball draft rabbit hole, so I've been watching that. So my big board's coming out in probably like the early May it's going to come out. So look, stay on tune for that. You know what I'm saying? Me and Sean are cooking up some shit for that. So that's what we're doing.
Lit. I just been working on music. I've been just recording every day, so I'm gonna put out some songs pretty soon. Yeah, put out some songs real soon.
Yeah, in a minute.
Ty. I need some. I love your girl. Hip hop raps. You know what I'm saying.
You know me. I love black women. That's
can you sample? I hit it first.
You gotta do if anyone could do a Ray J tribute mixtape, it would be you, Ty. I would have to give you that honor, bro.
Yo, Vin, before you go,
I'm gonna have to rap before, on. Wait a minute. I'm gonna have to do
that'd be hard.
Do a wait a minute freestyle.
I'd be fired.
Yeah,
but Van, before you go, I mean, this could have really been great, but like, what is it about Dasha Polanco that we all like?
Josie. Oh my bitch, gotta be Josie. She's different, man.
She reminds me of
she got everything.
She made me watch that show, like
Afro Latina Queen.
You ever been in a Dominican hair salon?
Nah.
She's like this.
I walked past it.
She looks like the chick who has the third chair, but she's like the thickest one. And she has like the most clientele. But you know what I'm saying? You go in there and then she's the one that smells good.
I just want to hug her, bro.
Yeah, she's one of that. She cooks good.
Dominican women are fire, nigga.
I'm looking for one, bro. I'm gonna be real.
The thing for me is I can't bring one home, man.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, man, you gotta beef on one. You gotta beef on both sides, low key.
Give one that's half African American or some shit.
Right, that's the only way. But I can't bring
half Haitian.
I can't bring a full Dominican chick home. Like I can't do it. Niggas, bro.
That's too much beef, son.
Bro, like. Niggas would disown me, bro.
You only got one Puerto Rican nigga in the household. Your mom hates
you. No, but I do. But we talking about Puerto Rican.
Actually, that's kind of beef. Man.
That's what I'm saying. Double time.
But we talking about my Puerto Rican side of family though. They gonna be like, yo, who the they gonna speak to her? Like they gonna speak to her in Spanish, and then they gonna be like, oh, this that hick ass Dominican shit, man. and then they gonna be like, nah.
I'm looking for a Dominican. Send them my way.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is lucky, man. I could fornicate with y'all though, but I can't bring y'all home.
Wow.
Bye.
That was real.
And on that note.
Hey man, what you got going on?
Yo, man, check out SSID, more shit on the way, man. And that's pretty much it for me.
What about you?
So I got my one-on-one podcast series going on. It was supposed to be a video series, but like kind of like a podcast thing, but it's like, you know how Joe Button does like the pull-up type thing, and it's like supposed to be more like personal, more like in-depth, more like informational, more about like people that's actually doing shit, people you may know already or people you need to know type shit. But like since we're in this Rona shit, it kind of like fucked up everything. Right. So like I figured I'd do like some type of quarantine pull-up type thing.
Nigga, this is like inside the actor studio, but with J Bobby, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, so it's gonna be like a late night deep in sessions in like an in session.
Nah, because my whole goal was to have like a Joe Rogan type show one day. Like you feel me?
So, I can see that.
This is like my stepping stone to that. You feel me? So like I'm pulling up on like creatives and people in media or people that's just actually popping out here and doing like more in-depth conversations.
It's about random shit.
Whatever they're doing. And then like we'll talk about some shit that's like funny or whatever. But yeah, so I'm supposed to do one tomorrow. But be on the lookout for that.
Hey man, check that out.
Who are you gonna do it with?
Keep it a surprise.
You'll see.
Tomorrow, is it like, are you gonna be dropping it like soon after you record them, or is it gonna be just audio? Is it gonna be video, like webcam video? You know,
I was thinking about that, but I mean, I don't know. I'll see how it goes and how it like looks, but I'd rather just keep it to audio at this point because I actually want to do some type of visual pull-up thing in like real life. So like, I'd rather just keep that aspect than the actual webcam, unless like I see something that I was like, all right, this makes sense. I might as well like have that. But yeah, I'm trying to just keep the audio at this point.
Nah, that's fine, bro. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to that shit.
I'm definitely gonna be tuned in.
A lot of Nubians giving voices on my platform.
In fact, you want to hear more Nubian voices.
Good voices. Cooking. Good consciousness. good cookies.
Yeah. Shout out to Umar, man.
Shout out to Umar.
But in time, watch Insecure, man. So
you can I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. Yep. I got you, Cap.
On that note, it's a guy that dressed better too, man. He's got some trash ass fits on, man.
He got some trash fits.
Fits are fucking terrible. But yeah, we're signing off on that.
I'll let you, boy. Be out, y'all. Y'all be cool. Listen, one spot, bitch.
Facts.
only for Africans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.